Another example of how we must meet the future with our eyes and minds open to the possibility of change, Christos said. He had a great speaking voice, a strong, smooth baritone that rolled effortlessly through the enormous chamber. He spoke in Latin, the official language of the council, which ought to tell you something about their mindset. Humanity is already beginning to move away from the cycle of mindless violence and war, learning to coexist with its neighbors in peace, working together to find solutions to their mutual problems, rather than allowing them to devolve into bloodshed. He smiled benevolently. A tall, spare man with a mane of flowing gray hair, a dark beard, and piercing dark eyes. He wore his formal robes open, the better to display the designer business suit beneath it. It is for this reason that I requested a telephone conference with the Red King, he continued. He used the English word for telephone, since there wasn't a proper Latin noun for it. It garnered a reaction from the assembled council watching the proceedings. Such things were not done. And, after speaking with him for a time, I secured his support for a clearly defined, binding, and mutually acceptable peace. Creating the peace is in everyone's best interests, and it is for this reason that I am pleased to present to you, Wizards of the White Council, the Duchess Ariana Ortega of the Red Court. Several wizards not far from Christos's position on the stage began clapping enthusiastically, and it spread, haltingly, throughout the chamber, eventually maturing into polite applause. Ariana stepped up to the podium, smiling. She was gorgeous. I don't mean cutest girl at the club gorgeous. I mean that she looked like a literal goddess. The details almost didn't matter. Tall, dark hair, skin like milk, like polished ivory. Eyes as blue as the twilight sky. She wore a gown of red silk, with a neckline that plunged gorgeously. Jewels touched her throat, her ears. Her hair was piled up on her head, occasional loose ringlets falling out. Hers was a beauty so pure that it was nearly painful to behold. Athena heading out on a Friday night. It took me a good 5 or 6 seconds of staring to realize that there was something beneath that beauty that I did not like at all. Her loveliness itself, I realized, was a weapon. Such creatures as she had driven men literally insane with desire and obsession. More to the point, I knew that her beauty was only skin deep. I knew what lurked beneath.
Thank you, Wizard Christos, the Duchess said. It is a very great honor to be received here today in the interests of creating a peace between our two nations, and thereby finally putting an end to the abominable bloodshed between our peoples.
The applause squad started up again as Ariana paused. People picked up on the cue faster this time. Outside of the wizards who stood on the floor beneath the raised stage, the applause was still polite and half-hearted. I waited until it began to die before I released the door. It closed with a quiet boom, precisely in the moment of silence between the end of the applause and the Duchess's next statement. Nearly 1,000 faces turned my way. Silence fell. I could suddenly hear the little waterfall and the occasional twitter of a bird. I stared hard at Ariana and said, my voice carrying clearly, "I want the girl, vampire." She met my gaze with polite serenity for a moment. Then the hint of a smile touched her face, bringing with it a shadow of mockery. It made my blood boil, and I heard my knuckles pop as they clenched harder on my staff.
"Wizard Dresden," Christos said in sharp rebuke. "This is neither the time nor the place for more of your warmongering idiocy."
I was so impressed with his authority that I raised my voice and said, louder,
"Give back the child you took from her family, Ariana Ortega, kidnapper and thief!" or face me under the provisions of the Code Duello.
Murmurs ran through the assembly like a rumble of thunder.
Wizard Dresden! Christos cried, aghast. This is an ambassador of an accorded nation, promised safe conduct while she is here on a mission of peace. This is not done!
He looked around the room and pointed a finger at several gray-cloaked wizards standing not too far from me.
Wardens, escort this man from the chamber!
I shot a glance at them. They were all old guard, all dangerous, all tough, and they really didn't like me. Six sets of eyes, with all the mercy and pity of a gun's mouth, locked onto me. I heard Molly gulp. I looked back at them and said, in English,
You sure you want it to be like this, fellas?
It must have come out sounding more threatening than I thought it had, because half a dozen White Council hard cases stopped walking. They traded looks with one another. I turned from them back to the stage and addressed the vampire.
Well, thief?
Ariana turned to Christos and gave him a rather sad and gentle smile.